truckers everywhere, and welcome once again to Hutton Orbital Live. I'm Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolf Hucker.
Hey, hang on, both of us on one show. Can't be right.
Well, it's been a while, but joining us in the studio, we have Harry Balzac and Norma Snockers, who always sound suspiciously like Flossie, plus special guest Amelia Hawke and maybe even Colin Allcars.
Where's Lou?
He's enjoying some bell ringing.
Bell ringing?
Like that.
Poor man.
Ow!
Can I have a go?
Be my guest.
I could get used to this game.
What was that for?
Well, you're sitting in low seat, and if the cap fits...
Yes, we found the frying pan. No idea where I lost it last week. Right, it's time for the headlines.
Rampage in hospital leaves Nurse Wyeth red-faced.
Kazi Trastevi and Earworm Mods attack.
Punch drunk, drink punch in PWAF gaff.
Ice cold in Avic as Have a Go Hutton gets dangerous.
HES 5060 has Thargoids on the brain and Falco has Thuckers off the starboard bow.
Colin attempts to unravel the hot pit report.
Flossie's initiative in Tiny Totalizer totting up. Who wrote this order, you bugger? First tonight, further to our report on the damage caused by 2-1 Commander Rampage of Team Hotbox in the no-holds-barred 0G Mixed Martial Arts Tournament versus the Girl Scouts of Van Man and Star, we have an update on his ongoing condition. Having overextended, overexerted and outdone himself striking the approved Hut Ninja pose, plus extensive use of groin stomping in the previous round by one Master Ken, Rampage was left in the sore and sorry situation of needing the ministrations of Nurse Wyeth. Booked in for major reconstructive surgery this week, Rampage duly presented himself at the infirmary, whereupon he was sent packing with a "What the foundest world is that thing? Put it away." Undeterred, Rampage resigned himself to finding someone who could assist with his tricky interdiction and decided to avail himself of the engineering services of Zachariah at Captain Nemo's party base and, at least in the underpants department, go the full cyborg. Unfortunately, due to a faulty cybernetic implant and Rampage's karate, G-inspired flight suit, and Captain Nemo's rampant digital dyslexia, the request for a marital upgrade to his undercarriage was substituted for something with the I and the T entirely the other way round. Well, let's just have a look and see. Does that... Oh. 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 He awoke from the initial surgery with a new accessory port that any multi-tool owner would be proud of. The bayonet fitting, more on this later, came fully equipped with cubicle 3 cleaning hose, industrial combat torch, power tool attachment, blowtorch, Wanda's latest Ladytron 3000 at the request of Mrs. Rampage, who keeps that particular piece of equipment locked in a cupboard for special occasions, mostly her birthday, and of course, at the ever practical Rampage's request, a pachyderm-inspired prehensile proboscis. One would think that being able to shout to just put a drill bit on the end and I could go through walls would be everyone's idea of a good joke, but it very soon became apparent that these things were about to go very, very wrong. Listed as follows. 1. Walking around in a cocky fashion with the ribbed Hoover hose lobbed over one shoulder gets you arrested. 2. Installing a torch that would rival the Lighthouse of Alexandria meant he could only lie on his back, flashing passers-by and being fined for not having planning permission for something of that size. 3. After trying to screw a picture up, he discovered that in zero-G and with the stubborn plasteel walls, spinning around at speed with your groin attached to a wall makes you vomit. 4. He threw his back out doing a salsa to cut through one particularly stubborn bulkhead. 5. Due to a failure to update the positional programming for the prehensile accessory, while standing at the bar drinking from two mugs at once, the ever-helpful extra limb assisted him with the snacks, which involved grabbing a pig of doomed naga pork scratching and stuffing it up his jacksie. The scream could be heard from two systems away. Mrs. Rampage is said to be pleased with the final accessory, though she'd prefer it if the bayonet fitting meant it didn't fall off every time they attempted the zero-G downward dog. He has re-presented himself to the engineer and asked very nicely if he could have his old junk back.
What was initially thought to be another instance of the dreaded Mr. Dusty virus striking Hutton ships has turned out to be a menace of an entirely different variety. Whilst a large contingent of truckers holidaying on Sol last week, Commander Cassio Online, one of the few left holding the fort in Hutton space, had a rapid, unscheduled ship-to-station docking incident of the expensive variety. Twice. Initially, this was blamed on a docking computer being unable to cope with the high level of engine engineering on the vessel. But following extensive study of video and audio flight logs, crash scene investigators have ruled out digital causes and are instead focusing on the odd pattern of head bobbing, foot tapping, and what can only be described as strange dance moves coming from the cockpit. It turns out that both incidents, a certain theme tune attributed to a Commander Flossie was being played. Flossie's theme, as with Crockett's theme by Ann Hammer in the 80s, that's the 1980s, is a catchy, popular tune which has spent many a week at the top of the Galactic Hit Parade. Study of Cassio Online's latest post-crash medical report has indicated that the pilot is indeed suffering from earworms, brought about by an acute case of music-induced MODs. Earworms have a nasty habit of boring into the brain of any commander not protected by a Hutton mug, making their home in the prefrontal cortex. This brain region has been implicated in planning complex cognitive behaviour, personality expression, decision-making, and moderating social behaviour, which explains the uncontrollable dancing, failure to engage the docking computer, and accidental mashing of the throttle into full speed ahead. The pilot is held entirely blameless at this stage, and lawyers have been engaged to see whether there is a case against the Hutton orbital performers and Flossie herself. In the meantime, a public health warning has been issued that listening to this show may have side effects, and it should be approached with caution, or at least a mug in each hand. Stay away from the pigs of doom, though. Flossie has been unavailable for comments.
Commander Sally, the Wiff-Waff P-Waff MM of the Pilots Federation, was involved in her own personal rampage this week after one meeting ended up with a perforated office wall, sparks, a small fire, and a full-scale evacuation of Jameson Memorial. Whilst demonstrating her latest handheld rotary multicannon, complete with brrrrt noises, to the Space Legs and Ship Boarding Planning Committee, her enthusiasm rather got the better of her, and the arm waving led to knocking over rather a large carafe of wine. The wine, said to have been confiscated from the Don's private stock, spilled on the impressively dangerous-looking personal attack cannon, which promptly caused the trigger to engage. Leaping into action, the presenter, no stranger to danger, grabbed the minigun, which, still firing superheated rounds at many thousand per minute, chewed its way through the wall of the room. Then the station controller's desk, a rather expensive painting on the wall behind, the light fitting, the crew quarters on the other side of the station, and a passing Type 10, who, of course, promptly posted on the forums about griefers near Founders World. It only came to a stop once the ammunition rack had run out, and it's only by sheer good luck that no one was injured. An investigation has been launched as to why the demonstration weapon was loaded, why no one thought to waterproof it, especially with all those water worlds out there, plus the changeable weather on Earthlikes, and whether that much firepower is too much for one commander. Dangerous Dav Stott of the Pilots Federation swiftly knocked up a full MacGyver from some bulldog clips on the desk, a paperweight and some gaffer tape, and converted the weapon to a handheld, counterweighted gimbal affair, complete with safety catch. The Don isn't impressed about the loss of his wine, though. The apology officer had this to say.
Hutton Orbital Radio. We apologise for the earworms, but it's their mating season and they have to do the nasty somewhere.
For months, Hutton Space has been a peaceful place. Other than the rather pointy Thargoid interactions by Haxwing, pilots have been able to put away their beam lasers, park their pulses, and pawn their plasma cannons in favour of system scanners, cargo racks, and mining equipment. This is all set to change this week, as Hutton's hot pit team and custodians have dusted off the bugle and issued a clarion call to all pilots to uncrate their crates, dust off their corvettes, and unstop their guns. Yes, it's time to go to war. First unto the breach is our very own Commander Taran and his one pilot Uber Deathboat, followed by a ragtag fleet of just about anything you can stick a gun to. Yes, Alvin has declared that it's time to have it in Avic, and he wants us all to be enjoying a cold beer in the bar by this time next week. This is a warning to all pilots. Pilots, there isn't a large pad to be seen anywhere in the system, so your uber monster mega-sized death boats might have to be swapped for an entirely more nimble crate or that ever-popular trucker tool, the Python. Luckily for us, Atrus has news from the Eagle Eye that should buy us some free time. And he'll be waking up any moment now.
Sorry, I was just putting... No, it wasn't. Good evening, trackers. HS5060 reporting in once more with the latest intel from Canon Research on the Thargoids. In an interesting turn of events, it seems that the Thargoids have just vanished. Vamoosed. Poof. Disappeared. They've gone. Nowhere to be seen. Systems that were under dreadful incursion this morning have reported the sudden disappearance of the bugs, as well as the Eagle Eye network being unable to detect any Thargoid activity. Rumours and theories are flying about everywhere on the Genosis, with those lovely boffins running all sorts of tests trying to figure out where they've gone. Local reports from Alpha Centauri report seeing the Thargoids entering the system and then jumping gaily towards Lave, where the annual Pilots Federation gathering, commonly known as LaveCon, was held this past weekend. Some believe they were heading there to wipe out the mighty Haxwing, who were in attendance in great numbers. However, it would seem that they got the date wrong, and that local authorities on Lave have arrested them at this week's conference hosted by the Bank of Zeons. Normally, their disguise as peace truckers would have gone unnoticed, but in a rather interesting seminar on intra-company financing and tax, they stood out like a sore thumb. It was lucky that they missed it, since Haxwing were busy showing off their bug-killing prowess with Commander Deadmeat GF setting a new galactic record on the 20th century video game known as Arcadians. They must have been quaking in their boots. Between that and Commander Lydia of the Void accepting her reward for 10,000 Thargoids killed, I think they're just terrified of truckers and have gone to hide. Another theory, supported by the Boffins, is that the Thargoids have infiltrated a set of hollow program Love Planet, where they are pretending to be human, just like the rest of the contestants. Used some breath freshener on their mandibles and just got sick. With it unclear on what to do at the moment, truckers, well, perhaps Commander Focal Took has some ideas on what Haxwing can get up to this week.
Incoming message from Haxcom.
Okay, truckers, before we get started on the briefing, we have to congratulate Commander Lydia of the Void, the first Haxwing pilot to reach 10,000 confirmed Thargoid kills. Way to go, Commander, and thank you for defending the mug. Now, as you heard from Atrus 5060, Tharg has up and disappeared this week. We don't know what he's up to, but he left a mess to clean up. All of the infested systems suffered attacks, and each has a burning station with civilians to evacuate. If you are an evac pilot, the two closest stations to us are Grabe Ring in Tianmu and Copernicus City in Konganshu. Want to help Operation Ida fix a station? They are currently hauling supplies to England Hub and Jatea. Enjoy your week off from combat operations, Hackswing, but don't get complacent. Tharg must be planning something new. Keep your eyes on the signal sources and defend the mug.
And Hackscom transmission. Defend the mug.
Good evening, Colin Allcars here with the report from the Hot Pit office, and it's all about AVIC tonight. Harry has already reported on the developing situation in this tiny system. We now have the very latest information from the Hot Pit desk. Please be warned that as well as not being able to accommodate Commander Tarrant's personal corvette, or any other large ships for that matter, repair services are out of action in the system's only station, Bruce Prospect. What can be found are combat zones, and they are alive and they are bitey. And truckers, this is where Alvin needs you. Yes, you. So far, we have low and medium intensity combat zones to get your multi-cannons into, so wing up and good luck. Elsewhere in the bubble, Alvin's soaring popularity means we are riding high in WISE 0855-0714, LP245-10, LP525-39, and Van Marnen Star. Alvin's personal assistant, Commander Snoz, has issued very strict instructions that Alvin is not to expand yet again. If Pew Pew and AVIC is not your cup of megagin, then you can help restore Alvin's modesty by working for other factions in those systems. And if you simply can't bring yourself to work for anyone else, then our influence in Ross 671 could use a boost. As we're in boom there, trading commodities has double the normal effect. Meanwhile, here's the latest telex from King Hanky in Colonia. The system statuses are: we are in boom in EOL Procol Centauri and up 10.1% at 50.2. We are in boom and outbreak states in Deriso and down 6.8% at 33.1. We are intestate in Tyr, i.e. we're not in any state at all, and we're up 1.3% at 16.6%. His specific instructions are: work in Tyr only, please. Missions and passages in Tyr only. Exploration can be cached at Tyr, and it's Dola Depot only, because that's the only one the Hot Coal owns there, I believe. Bounty hunt in EOL, Procol Centauri or Deriso, and then hand in at Tyr. Hanky thanks you for the great work and asks that if you have any queries regarding data drops, then please do contact him. Now, over to Norma for news of the Interstellar Community Initiative goal thingies.
This week, there is not one, but three community goals as part of the current Interstellar Initiative, the Enclave, as the Alliance, Federation and Empire are all seeking a presence in the Witch Head Nebula. More later.